Explore the wonder and science of wintry landscapes at Turtle Bay's newest museum exhibition, Snow. Tiny Crystals, Global Impact, on display September 16th through December 31st at Turtle Bay Museum. This exhibit dives deep into the environment, culture, adaptations, and sciences all about snow as a valuable resource. Great for all ages. Snow. Tiny Crystals, Global Impact is presented by Carolina Duramonte in memory of Nick L. and Claudia Duramonte. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike, why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebates.
It's time for America Outdoors Radio, the show that covers the outdoor scene across the U.S. of A. and the entire continent. Fishing, hunting, conservation, outdoor recreation, and great destinations, we cover it all every week. It's your country, your outdoors. Let's explore it together with your host, John Cruz.
Welcome to our Halloween week edition of America Outdoors Radio. We've got some spooky stuff on the show for you today, to include some stories about haunted hunting destinations written up by Mallory Murphy, writing for Ducks Unlimited. And one of them is in the Pine Barrens of southern New Jersey. That's where you might run across the Jersey Devil, or Leeds Devil, as locals call it. It's been roaming the Pine Barrens of South Jersey since at least 1735. One legend has it that Pine Barren resident Jane Leeds, or Mother Leeds, discovered she was with child for the 13th time. She cursed the child in frustration and suggested that this one may be the devil. When the child was born one stormy night, it transformed into a horrible, elongated creature with red eyes, bat-like wings, and a goat or horse-like head, cloven feet, and a forked tail. Mother Leeds confined her child until it escaped up the chimney and off into the swamps it went. For centuries, the Jersey Devil menaced townspeople, harmed livestock, and haunted the surrounding wetlands. People still report seeing strange things and hearing an unexpected, blood-curdling, screech-like sound coming from the pinelands. So, if you find yourself duck hunting out there and you hear that, watch out. You might be close to having a run-in with the Jersey Devil. Want another story? Well, here's another one from that article, and it takes place at the Great Salt Lake in Utah. One legend is that early Native Americans told stories of water babies, mermaid-like creatures that sounded like crying babies. The sounds of the cries were used to lure people into the lake. Then the creature would capture them and drag them under, never to be seen again. I've got some friends who hunt the Great Salt Lake for waterfowl, and I would warn them, be careful. Don't get lured in by any crying babies you may hear out there during your next hunt. We'll have another one of these fun stories for you towards the end of our program today. And sticking with the Halloween theme, we'll be talking to Jeff Herman with Pest Gnome about the best and worst states when it comes to bats. Now, bats definitely go with Halloween, but they're not as scary as you think. As a matter of fact, they are pretty important to our ecosystem, and Jeff will tell you more about that also towards the end of our show today. Who else are we talking to? How about the winner of the Western Outdoor News Bass U.S. Open that took place at Lake Mojave a couple of weeks ago? That would be Kyle Grober. We're going to chat with him in just a minute about how he won this big tournament and ended up with a payout worth over $150,000. Somebody else we'll talk to today would be Mike Whitlow with Anglers In International. He is organizing a trip to the Amazon River for peacock bass and a whole bunch of other species. And if you are looking for an exotic and luxurious fishing trip of a lifetime, I think you're going to really want to hear about this one. It sounds absolutely fantastic and fascinating and fun. And with Veterans Day coming up soon, I thought it'd be a great time to get Laura Lindsay on the line. She's a development director for Heroes on the Water. It's a nonprofit organization serving veterans, first responders, law enforcement officers, and their families. And they use kayak fishing as a way of providing not just relaxation and fun outdoors, but also as therapy. for all these people who suffer from a lot of stress and, in some cases, PTSD. Their tagline is Paddle, Fish, Heal, and Lindsay will tell you more about what they're offering. And we'll also talk about some events coming up in states around the United States you may want to participate in. Put it all together, we've got not just a spooky show for you, but a pretty informative one, too, with an emphasis on outdoors fun. So let's get things started by talking to our first guest of the day. Next up on America Outdoors Radio, we are heading to Southern California to talk to Kyle Grover. He is the winner of the Juan Bass U.S. Open. You heard about that a couple of weeks ago on the show. It is the biggest bass tournament in terms of payout in the Western United States. Kyle, congratulations on your big win.
Thank you so much. It was a dream come true to win that tournament. I'm so excited.
Oh, I'll bet it was. Took place at Lake Mojave on the border of Arizona and Nevada. Now, you pretty much won this catching smallmouth bass using your Lowrance active sonar, didn't you?
13 of the 15 fish I weighed were smallmouth. I did have one big largemouth the first day that I caught on a spot that I caught some last year on. And then my co-angler caught the one that we weighed in about a 2.5 pounder at the end of the third day.
You literally, it's a three-day tournament, and you led from wire to wire. You actually held on to the lead all 3 days, didn't you?
Yeah, I had the lead all 3 days. I had almost 21 the first day and then almost 20 the second day, and didn't think I had enough to do it the last day. Fell a little bit to 16.5, but everybody kind of stumbled, so yeah, it worked out.
Well, I think it's absolutely fantastic. So, again, you're using Lowrance Active Sonar. This is forward-facing sonar, I presume?
Yes, yeah. In this day and age, if you're not proficient at it, you're going to have a rough time out there.
Yeah, I don't have it, and I've noticed that in the club tournaments I compete in. So let's talk a little bit about exactly what presentation you're using. I understand you were using a drop shot.
Yeah, I caught almost all my fish on a drop shot this week. I was drop shotting some Berkeley baits as well as some Robo Worm.
All right. And what kind of rod do you use for this application?
I like to use the St. Croix 7-3 Legend Tournament. It's got that really nice tip on it and a backbone. Same thing you hear everybody say about every rod, you know, a little bit of tip, a lot of backbone. I really like that rod. It's got a little lighter tip than most would probably prefer for drop shot. We're using really light line out here, 6-pound test, and those smallmouth just go crazy when you hook them. They're taking giant runs and jumping 5 feet in the air. Kind of helps absorb some of that when you're fighting them on short line.
6-pound test, are you going so light because the water's so clear down there?
You know, the zone that I fished, the water wasn't even that, it wasn't that clear. It was about 8 foot visibility, but the fish have just been so pressured there the last year. The pros that came out and fished this tournament last year was the first time the tournament's ever been at Lake Mojave. They kind of showed everybody that this is what you need to do. Nobody had really figured out the offshore smallmouth deal. So, and those guys were catching them on heavier line last year, but this year it was really, you had to get lighter, the fish were pressured, and it was just about getting one to bite. You would throw at a lot every day. If every fish bit my lure that I threw at, I'd have had 25 pounds a day. But just so many of them look at it for a second, and then they swim off. So trying to get lighter, the lighter line, I think, was getting me a few extra bites throughout the day.
Very interesting. Now, this is your 11th time competing in the Western Outdoor News Bass U.S. Open, and for many years, it's been held out at Lake Mead. Last year, it moved to Lake Mojave for the first time. Which fishery do you like better?
I would consider Lake Mead my favorite lake in the country. I have grown up fishing Lake Mead. I've won a few boats at Lake Mead. I really, really like Lake Mead. I've been complaining all year that this tournament wasn't at Lake Mead. And then this year, the water's come up about 30 feet. There's a few ramps, but it was so uncertain till he had to go back to Mojave again. And then so next year, we're going to have, he's got one pro-am scheduled at Mead just to make sure it's all good again. But the Open will be at Mojave again next year. But I would, unless the water goes down again, I'd be surprised if 2025, it's not just fully back at Lake Mead. That's where it's always been forever. That's where it's supposed to be. You know, you're in Vegas. It feels right at Lake Mead. I'm still very happy I won at Mojave, though. I'll go to Mojave anytime they want.
There you go. Last question for you. You won $74,000 and a Basscat bass boat worth $82,000. So here's the question. Are you going to stick with your current bass boat, or are you going to start fishing out of this new Basscat?
No, I'm a hardcore Ranger guy. I sell Rangers at English Marine in California, the boat dealership I work at. got that. I'm very ecstatic to have won the vote. I'm very appreciative of Rick Pierce and everybody at Fast Cat. But yeah, we got her in the showroom already. If anybody wants to give me a call, she's for sale.
All right. And the place to go to see that brand new Bass Cat that Kyle just won is Angler's Marine in Anaheim, California. That's where Kyle works. And he would be happy to sell you that brand new boat that he just won at Lake Mojave. Kyle, congratulations on the big win. And thanks for sharing all the details with us today on America Outdoors Radio.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
This is the Rolling Knife Sharpener by WorkSharp. Designed to make sharpening fast, easy, and work every time. Snap to your angle, select your abrasive, and make sharp happen. Sharpen your kitchen knives, large and small, Japanese knives, and even pocket knives. The magnetic angle base secures a wide range of knives at four set angles. Three premium abrasives deliver fast sharpening and exceptional results. The tri-axle drive system allows you to follow the curve of your longest blade. And the soft touch grip ensures comfort and safety during the entire sharpening process. Add confidence to your cut. Make sharp happen.
Hunt of a Lifetime is a nationwide nonprofit organization dedicated to providing hunting and fishing trips to youth 21 and under who suffer from life-threatening illnesses and disabilities. These adventures make big differences in the lives of those who participate in them, and in many cases are literally a dream come true that brings hope and therapy to their lives. Find out more, get involved, or donate today at huntofalifetime.org. That's huntofalifetime.org. huntofalifetime.org.
This is the time of year to get out and cook out. So make your next meal sizzle with Camp Chef, the brand known for quality outdoor cooking. From camp stoves to cast iron, from smokers to grills, Camp Chef will change the way you cook outdoors. To eat like a king on your next adventure, go to campchef.com or visit your local sporting goods store and get cooking. Whether you're serving breakfast in the backcountry or barbecue on the back patio, savor the simplicity with Camp Chef. Camp Chef, the way to cook outdoors.
Are you looking to reel in the marketing opportunity of a lifetime? Then set the hook, because we've got it right here for you. America Outdoors Radio has sponsorships available, and we offer affordable platforms to reach thousands of listeners interested in fishing, hunting, and the outdoors. Find out more by contacting John Cruz through his website at AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com. That's AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com. Hurry, though. If you wait too long, the big opportunity might get away.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
The United States Marine Corps is celebrating its 248th birthday, November 10th, at Wind River Event Center. All are invited to come and celebrate this special event that includes March On of Colors, the Jefferson Pipes and Drums, and honoring our oldest and youngest Marines present, and much more. Tickets are $35 and includes dinner and birthday cake and dancing. Tickets can be obtained through Eventbrite and Marine Corps 248th Birthday. For more information, call 530-605-4565.
You're back in with America Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz. Have you thought about some exotic fishing destinations to fish in 2024? I've got one for you. It's called the Amazon River. You're going to be after peacock bass and more, and you're going to be doing it through Anglers In International. With us here to tell you more about a January trip that you can sign up for now is Mike Whitlow. Mike, great to have you back on the air.
Hey, John. I'm excited to talk to you about traveling to the beautiful Amazon jungle and chasing the giant peacock bass of the Amazon. This is a place where we catch fish in over 20 pounds. I'm talking giant peacock bass. All kinds of species. The three bar, of course, are the big ones. The pacas, the spots, the popcorns. Different species of catfish you can catch. I'm talking giants, too, in the Amazon. The thing about there, whenever you cast, you never know what you're going to catch. Freshwater barracuda, piranhas, payara, you just never know. But it's an adventure of a lifetime. So what do you want to know about it, John?
Well, let's start off with what part of the Amazon River you're fishing, because the Amazon's a pretty darn big river.
You're correct. 75% of the world's freshwater is in the Amazon basin, and we target and fish up in the Rio Negro. That's where the giant fish, the fish over 20 pounds, go, and that's what we're targeting, that trophy fish of a lifetime. You know, plus lots of other cool fish, but you'll fly into Manaus, Brazil. That's the capital of the Amazon state. We'll pick you up at the airport. These flights, you get in at about 3 in the morning, so we'll take you straight to a hotel. We'll let you sleep in, relax, have a leisure day. One more night at the hotel, and then the next morning, we're going to take you back to a small commercial airport. We're either going to put you on some small charter flights or float planes to get you up to the jungle where our yacht is. That's right. It's a beautiful shallow drafting yacht, beautiful quarters, staterooms, two people to a room, hot showers, air condition. You're not roughing it with us. Going to go up there. We're going to spend 7 nights on the yacht, a little over 6 days of fishing. Then we're going to fly you back into Manaus, put you in a hotel room for the evening, and get you back to the airport. But what a trip.
Oh, it sounds like a fantastic trip. And folks, you can do this for under $5,700 plus gratuity. And you do have to pay your own way to and from Brazil in terms of airfare. But other than that, this is all inclusive. And having been on a trip with Mike before, to Anglers In International at Lake El Salto in Mexico, I can tell you, you will be spoiled rotten by the staff, and you're going to eat like a king and drink as much as you want. Don't drink too much, though. There's a lot of fishing to be done here. Let's talk a little bit about the yacht. And, folks, if you go to Anglers In International, just look up the Amazon River Trips, and you're going to see this yacht. It's absolutely amazing. How many people does it sleep?
So we've got a couple different yachts. We've got one that holds 16 customers, and of course either myself or Billy will be hosting you on that trip. And then we do have a smaller 12-person yacht that we use from time to time. Just depends upon the group that we're booking. But yeah, it's everything you need on it. We pull the bass boats behind it. We're fishing out of 17 and a half aluminum boats, just like we do at El Salto. Plenty of room in the boats, 2 people to the boat, your guide. And you're right, it is all inclusive. We supply all your rods, your reels, of course, St. Croix rods, Abu Garcia Riva Beast light saltwater reels, your braided line, all your tackle. Each and every boat gets its own tackle box with all the specific lures that you need to catch these giants in the Amazon. If you lose them or break them each night, we actually replace them. So we make sure you have everything you need for a trip of a lifetime.
Well, that is quite a change from Lake El Salto, where you bring in your own tackle. You do provide rods and reels, but you bring in your own tackle. So I like this because, frankly, I think most of us here in America would have no idea what kind of tackle to bring to catch peacock bass and these other species.
You're correct. And then, you know, the other thing is we don't want you bringing rods and reels and tackle. We're going to be putting you on small flights to get up to the jungle, and we have weight limits for your luggage. So all you got to do is, you know, bring enough clothing for a few days. We do laundry service on the boat, so you don't have to pack a lot. You can pack light. And the other cool thing, you don't even need to bring bug spray where we're going. There are no mosquitoes and no no-see-ums in the Amazon where we are fishing in the Rio Negro.
I'll be darned. You know, you just always assume that there's going to be mosquitoes down there. You remember hearing all the stories about malaria with the Panama Canal. So that's quite a surprise, and it's a pleasant surprise, too. Got to talk about the food, because the food at Lake El Salto at the Lodge at Anglers Inn International was fantastic. I have a feeling the food's going to be pretty good here, too, with a Brazilian emphasis.
That's correct. It has a Brazilian flair with all your meals. You know, you'll get up and have breakfast ready for you, cook in the stateroom, the big dining area, and we'll get you out off on your boat. You can either decide to come back to the boat for lunch, or most people, what we do is we'll have a bunch of meal stuff cooked for you. You kind of load it up into your lunch bags and all. You pick out what you want. You take it with you. We have plenty of drinks, plenty of water in the boat. And you can spend the whole day, you know, halfway through the day, guide will pull up underneath the jungle canopy in the shade, sit back, have a nice lunch, have a couple of cold sodas, some water, and then get back out to fishing. Then when you come in at night, you come in for drinks and hors d'oeuvres, and then we'll be feeding you, you know, a variety of different Brazilian meals, including one night on a sandy island in the middle of nowhere, we're going to serve you up a ribeye steak dinner.
Oh.
It's unbelievable. You're in the middle of the jungle on a sand island. In the river.
Sounds absolutely fantastic. Something else we should talk about, too, is the wildlife. I'm sure there's some very exotic wildlife down there. Tell us about a few of the things you're going to see in terms of birds or animals.
Well, there's all kinds of, and one of the biggest questions I get is, do you see anacondas? You know what? In all the trips I've been, I have not yet, but I've seen the freshwater dolphins, the pink dolphins. You'll see them every day. They're all around swimming in the river. You're going to see macaws, parrots, parakeets, sometimes by the hundreds. You'll see the spider monkeys a lot. You'll see and hear howler monkeys in the jungle. Of course, you'll see the caimans, the small little crocodiles, and you'll see the caimans, the big ones, the 8 or 10 footers. They may be swimming around your boat while you're fishing. Sometimes you got to get your topwater lure out of their way or they will grab it.
Oh, wow.
But there's all kinds of wildlife in there. You'll see iguanas, different lizards. There's times I've never seen one, but we've heard jaguars in the jungle. They're there. But it is just a cool part of the world to go visit and see.
What an exotic and wonderful fishing expedition. Why don't you tell us the exact dates and how folks can get a hold of you to book this once-in-a-lifetime trip?
Well, we've got a few spots left to join me. It's January 4th. To January 14th, 2024, so the time's coming up. You can call me at 509-378-2814 or email me at mike.whitlow@anglersinn.com. I will help you with everything, help you with what type of airfare you need to book. I will make your trip simple. All you need is a passport and write us a check, and by gosh, you're going to be on a trip of a lifetime.
Well, it certainly does sound like the trip of a lifetime. Again, folks, go to anglersinn.com, check out the Amazon package, and you're going to find out more about that. And then contact Mike directly. That's who you want to contact. And trust me, a hosted trip with Mike is the way to go. I promise you this, having been on one with him. Again, his phone number is
509-378-2814. Again, mike.whitlow@anglersinn.com. And like I said, I'm going to make it so easy for a trip of a lifetime to get you to a beautiful part of the world in the mighty Amazon jungle.
Whitlow, spelled W-H-I-T-L-O-W. That's mike.whitlow@anglersinn.com. And the phone number one more time, 509-378-2814. Give him a call. Shoot him an email today. You don't want to miss out on this trip. Mike, I am so jealous of you, but I look forward to seeing you during Sportsman Show season. You can tell me all about it when you get back.
I look forward to seeing you too, buddy. Thanks for having me on again.
Explore the Dalles in Oregon for outdoors fun. Hike amongst the wildflowers, bike our riverfront trail, or visit the Gorge Discovery Center where you can enjoy a live raptor display, or even check out our National Neon Sign Museum. But don't forget the fishing. We've got salmon, steelhead, bass, walleye, and monster-sized sturgeon waiting just for you. When the day is done, tell those tall tales at one of our wineries, breweries, or restaurants, and plan your next adventure. Find out more at explorethedalles.com.
Why book at Sportsman's Cove Lodge?
Why is Alaska like no other place on Earth? It hasn't changed in thousands of years.
From the way you get here on a float plane to the way you go out with the guides and the boats, it's just a professional experience.
And I said, this is as good as it gets. I said, if you can't catch fish here, you can't catch fish anywhere.
Your experience with us will leave you speechless.
Book now at alaskasbestlodge.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Now at Black Bear Diner, enjoy four new buttermilk biscuit creations. So huge, so monumental, you're going to need a fork and knife to enjoy them. Each featuring our enormous, baked, fresh in our kitchen everyday buttermilk biscuits. The baby burn chicken fried steak, the savory tri-tip benedict, the hot honey crispy chicken, the colossal breakfast club. So get to Black Bear Diner today and grab your fork and knife for a limited time only.
Black Bear Diner.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as hosts Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Jude.org.
Welcome back to America Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz. I've got a very special organization I want to tell you about. It's called Heroes on the Water, and their tagline is Paddle, Fish, Heal. It's all about kayak fishing, and kayak fishing is being used as a means of therapy for veterans and also first responders and law enforcement officers, as well as their families. With us here to tell you more is Laura Lindsay. She's the Director of Development at Heroes on the Water. Laura, welcome to the show.
Thank you, John. We appreciate it.
Why don't you go ahead and tell our listeners a little bit about the history of this organization that's now celebrating its 15th anniversary.
Yes, of course. So we are so excited to have been around for 15 years. Our founder, Jim Dolan, was a passionate fisherman and an Air Force veteran, and he felt like there was a lot of things that were available, but one of the things that wasn't was a way for people to relax and reconnect. And so he started kayak fishing and thought, you know, hey, I think there's something here that we could do to really help. And fortunately, we had some contacts at BAMC, Brevard Army Medical Center, who are very progressive in their approach, and they said, hey, yeah, come on out, and we'll take some people kayak fishing. And the results that we saw that day were amazing. You could see a definite difference from the time they went on the water until the time they got back. And Jim turned to the team that was there and said, I don't know what this is, but we're on to something. And we just started from there. So in 2007, we spent our year, you know, getting our 501c3 and making things official and putting it together. And then in 2008, we became an official 501c3 nonprofit. And we've been rocking and rolling ever since, to the tune of having now supported more than 60,000 veterans and first responders.
That's absolutely fantastic. Now, you're headquartered in Allen, Texas, but you're a nationwide organization, aren't you?
That's correct. So we work really diligently to make the most of our donor supporter dollars and really be good stewards. And so one of the things that we don't have is an office. We all work remotely here on the national staff, and then we have our volunteer-led chapters, thanks to amazing hearts and minds of people that just believe in the mission. So there's right now 54 of those across the United States. And then we have another program that works directly with the Department of Defense and VA for people that are in treatment. That's our therapeutic program, and there are five of those. So, yes, we have a national footprint, and you can find the chapters closest to you if you're interested on our website. We try to make it really simple.
And that website, folks, is heroesonthewater.org. That's heroesonthewater.org. What is it about kayaking and fishing that is therapeutic for veterans and law enforcement officers and first responders who are all dealing with PTSD issues to some extent?
Sure. So it's interesting because in the beginning, before we commissioned a study, we just knew from watching our participants and listening to them and having them come back to us and say, you know what, this changed my life. This helped me be more engaged with my family. This gave me time with my kiddos where we weren't all on our electronics all the time. I feel much more relaxed. I'm much happier at home. My wife can tell a difference, right? Like, there's all of these amazing stories that we have. And then last year, we commissioned a study using our own specially crafted peer-reviewed tool that proves the efficacy of kayak fishing and that it is absolutely the sort of thing that people can do to relax and reconnect with their community and with their family and with themselves.
One thing I like about what your organization does is that it doesn't just service the veterans, the law enforcement officers, and the first responders. It also includes their families, and that's a little bit unique. Why do you do that?
It was really important to Jim in the beginning that the families be included. His opinion, and we completely agree and have continued that all of these years, is that everybody serves. And you have to really focus on the family as a whole unit. And it's everybody. It's, you know, if you're really close to your uncle, bring that person out. If you, you know, bring the family dog. Like, we believe that you really have to focus on the entire family as a group and what they need in order to heal, for everyone to have that baseline wellness journey. And then that way you actually make more progress going forward, and everybody has an opportunity to just really connect with one another in a way that you don't get to do when you're all wrapped up in your day-to-day stressful life.
How does it work getting these people out on the water? You have these volunteer chapters. Are they basically holding events and publicizing them and saying, come on out, we've got kayaks available, or is it something different?
Yes, so that's exactly how it is. So each of the chapters utilizes a system called Eventbrite to publicize their events. And we, again, try to make it really simple. So it's all connected to our website. And you just simply go find the chapter closest to you, reach out to them and say, hey, this is something I'm interested in. Please put me on your list. And then when they hold an event, they will let you know. And you can also go and look up events and sign up that way on the website. So we try to make it really accessible for people. Our chapters are immersed in their community, and they do a lot of outreach. They do a lot of community engagement events, going out to different organizations that support our community and spreading the word, just doing everything that we can to let people know that this is available for them at no cost, and that we would love for them to come and experience the power of outdoor therapy and kayak fishing.
And, you know, I'm on your website right now, heroesonthewater.org. I'm on the events page. And in November, you've got a number of events coming up in Florida, in Maryland, in Texas, South Carolina, Louisiana. I mean, definitely active, even though we're into fall and we're past what a lot of folks think of as prime kayak time.
Right. So that's one of the nice things about having so many chapters across the United States. We recognize, you know, geography and environment and weather plays a big role. Here in the South, in Texas where we are, we could kayak this year round if we wanted to, right? So our chapters will hold events when it makes sense, and coming into what is National First Responders Day and then Veterans Day following is a big time for us to get out in the community and just let people know that we're supporting them.
Do most of the participants have their own kayaks, or are they using borrowed kayaks at these events?
So it's a little bit of both. We have, each chapter has a certain number of kayaks, and we let them decide based on their community and their volunteer team what makes the most sense. So they could have anywhere from 8 to 25. Just depends on the chapter. And then one of the things that we find is for our participants, because another thing that's a little bit different about Heroes on the Water is our events are recurring. So this isn't something that you do annually. This is something that you can choose to do with your chapter month over month, depending on when they have events. So a lot of our participants fall in love with it, and they buy their own kayaks. Plus, we're super blessed to be supported by the kayaking community in general. So they will come out and provide us with guidance and safety lessons and, you know, active guides on the water for anyone who hasn't done it. So we're super safety conscious, and you just go and sign up. Now, if your chapter, they do go really quickly, so it is kind of a first come, first serve basis. So you want to sign up as soon as you think you want to go. But yeah, we have kayaks. We provide everything, the kayak, the PFD, the rod, the reel, lunch. Like, it's a whole experience for them. And then, you know, you're welcome to come back again the next month.
Sounds like a great opportunity for our veterans, law enforcement officers, first responders, and their families. Again, it's Heroes on the Water. And their tagline, paddle, fish, heal, is certainly true. If you want to get involved, just go to heroesonthewater.org, look for an event near you, sign up, and get out there on the water. And you think you're going to really enjoy it from a therapeutic point of view and just from a fun point of view, too. Laura, thank you so much for sharing this with us today on America Outdoors Radio.
Thank you, John.
Do you love to fish? Do you love to eat fish? Well, if you do, you know how important it is to have something to keep things sharp. Now, in the boat, it might be something to keep your hook sharp, like maybe the pocket knife sharpener from WorkSharp, which also works just fine along with the guided field sharpener for keeping fillet knives sharp. So when it comes to cleaning those fish you catch for the day, you can get that done in a hurry. And let's not forget, back at the house, when you're preparing those fish for a meal, that's when you want to have a kitchen knife sharpener, and there's several electric ones available. You can find them all at WorkSharpTools.com. which lists all sorts of both manual and electric sharpeners you can use in the kitchen, in the shop, or in the field. Sharp hooks and sharp knives make for a happy day on the water, so get your sharpener today at WorkSharpTools.com or look for these products at quality sporting goods stores and hardware stores near you.
In today's news, I'm cooking a brisket. Let's go to Jill at my house to see how it's going.
This is your house and you brought me and the crew to check on your brisket?
That's correct, Jill. How's it looking?
This is a Camp Chef Woodwind Wi-Fi. You know you can check your cook right from your phone, right?
I didn't know that was an option, Jill. Well, never mind. But before you leave, can you feed the dog?
What? No, no.
When we get back, why is my check engine light on? The answer may shock me.
Immerse yourself in a complete Alaska wilderness experience through Sportsman's Cove Lodge. Up to six of you will spend a week in a beautiful waterfront log home in a secluded cove. Every day is a new adventure. Go on a guided fishing trip or haul in a bounty of shrimp and crab. Visit a Native American village where totem poles are carved. Go on a whale or bear watching trip and return back to your very own place at the end of the day. Find out more about the Alaska Wilderness Experience at alaskasbestlodge.com. That's alaskasbestlodge.com.
Hunt of a Lifetime is a nationwide nonprofit organization
dedicated to providing hunting and fishing trips to youth 21 and under who suffer from life-threatening illnesses and disabilities. These adventures make big differences in the lives of those who participate in them, and in many cases are literally a dream come true that brings hope and therapy to their lives. Find out more, get involved, or donate today at huntofalifetime.org. That's huntofalifetime.org. huntofalifetime.org.
Ready to step up to a quality-built rifle or shotgun that's a true classic? Check out Henry Repeating Arms, American-made. There's over 200 models to choose from in a variety of finishes and calibers for hunters and target shooters. Many of these are lever-action models with a look right out of the Old West. Don't be deceived, though. Henry Repeating Arms are modern, rugged, accurate, reliable, and have a lifetime guarantee. Find out more and order a free catalog today at henryusa.com. That's henryusa.com.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-300-9ERC. That's 800-300-9ERC. 1-800-300-9ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredits.com.
Next up on America Outdoors Radio, Halloween is coming up this week, and we thought it'd be appropriate to talk a little bit about bats. Now, a lot of folks associate bats with Halloween or with vampires and other scary things, but they're actually a very important part of our ecosystem. With us here to tell you more about that is Jeff Herman. He's with a company called Pest Gnome, and they have just ranked the best and worst states in America for bat lovers. Jeff, welcome to the show.
Glad to be here.
So before we get into the states and how they rank, let's talk a little bit about bats and how they're actually really important to our ecosystem.
Bats eat a lot of insects, so if you've got mosquitoes, you've got gnats, beetles, fruit flies, moths, whatever sort of insect that's bothering you outside your home, bats are going to be really helpful to remove that particular problem for you. You'll have less of a problem with mosquitoes if there are bats in the neighborhood.
You know, I live in the Northwest, and when I think of bats, I think of, everyone of course thinks of vampire bats, but I usually think of fruit bats, and there's a couple of other species of bats we have up here, but I had no idea there was like, what, 31 different species of bats in America?
Right. There's 31 species in America. There's 15 in Washington State, and some of them have big ears, some of them have little ears, some of them have, you know, there are big brown bats, little brown bats, canyon bats, all those kind of really cool different kinds of bats. The neat thing to realize is that when we think of vampire bats, well, they're in South America. They're not in the U.S. So that is one of those myths about bats here in the United States is that they're going to, like, suck your blood. That doesn't happen. They'll eat the mosquitoes instead.
Gotcha. So how did you come up with the rankings for the best and the worst states when it comes to this survey?
Well, we looked at the bat species, the number of bat species that a particular state has, the numbers of endangered bat species in that state, and then the community, the number of people with the bat viewing sites, the bat walk organizations, the bat week events, because bat week is wrapping up here at the end of October. And, you know, just a little bit of bat protection, like, you know, the restrictions on being able to remove bats so that you protect these important bats that help to get rid of insects. And then the number of wind turbines per square mile. That's surprising because as we embrace wind energy, these are not a good thing for bats. So we included all of those things, wrapped that up, and wrapped all of those statistics into an assessment of each one of the states.
That's very interesting, you know, the wind turbine part, because I know wind turbines are very bad for raptors.
Right.
They kill golden eagles, they kill bald eagles, they kill hawks, because birds can't sense the spinning turbines. Is it the same with the bats? Do they have the same issues with the turbines?
it's the same thing that, you know, as we rely on green energy, the bats just can't really sense them and be able to get out of their way, and so they just meet their demise.
Gotcha. Yes. Well, for all you greenies out there, you're doing a little bit of harm. It's not necessarily as much good as you think you are with those wind turbines. All right. Well, let's talk about the best states for bat lovers. Texas comes out at number one. Why is that?
Well, Texas has more bat species than anybody else, and that's the biggest thing. It also has a number of bat-friendly groups. I lived in Austin for a while, and every sunset, people gather at the Congress Avenue Bridge to watch those bats take off. It's hundreds of people every night to watch the bats take off. There's also some in Round Rock, another colony, and there's a big colony in San Antonio. So bats are something that the community embraces, and that's a big, big deal.
Well, and you like them, personally, because they get rid of the mosquitoes down there, don't you?
Right. When I lived in Austin, you could leave your screen door open because the mosquitoes weren't going to get inside because there weren't mosquitoes because the bats were taking care of that problem for you. So, you know, bats were something I'd see when I walked the dog, and, well, no big problem. They're taking care of the mosquito problem for me.
I think we could use a few more bats where I live. All right. California came in second place. Tell me about that.
California leads. It's number two in community ranks, so there's a lot more community support for bats in California. They also have a bat protection rank. Again, a lot of California has a lot of eco-friendly leading policies, and it comes to bats, and it's number one there too. So bat species, well, they aren't the leader that Texas is in the number of species, but California leads in the bat protection and also community factors.
Okay, and we'll go through all the top five, but a couple more that are in the top five. Ohio and Indiana, a couple of Midwestern states. How did they make the list?
You know, I was really surprised by Indiana because I lived in Indianapolis too, but they have a bat week where it's a big bat festival. So, you know, that helped them to do really well in the community ranking. And Arizona, of course, you know, they have bats that are a big deal there. But the surprise for me of all of these is Florida at number seven. I would have expected Florida to be higher because of, again, there are not as many bat species, but holy cow, the University of Florida has the same thing where people come out every night to watch those bats take off from the bat barn. So I know there's a big community for bat lovers in Florida, too.
Very cool. All right, let's talk about the worst states for bat lovers and why. We'll start off with the number four and number five in terms of the worst states, the Dakotas, North and South Dakota. How did they make the list there?
In North Dakota and South Dakota, when you look at the number of species, they have very few species of bats. So that was the biggest factor that led them to the bottom. And then the community rank, well, since they have very few species of bats, they also have very small communities of people who really like bats or are impassioned about protecting bats. And the same thing when you think of bat protection, well, that was number 40 and number 48 for those states. So they're down at the bottom in bat protection, down at the bottom in community rank, and then the bat species rank. They just don't have that many species.
And Iowa, number three, is that because there's so many wind turbines in Iowa?
Yeah, that's probably a part of it, but again, it's the same thing. They just don't have as many species, and the community rank, again, same reason there, and the bat protection rank, just not as, they're actually the lowest of all of the states in terms of the bat protection.
Interesting. All right, Alaska, I kind of get. I'm guessing a lot of parts in Alaska, bats do not thrive. But your number one worst state for bat lovers surprised me. Hawaii. I guess I just kind of assumed there'd be a lot of bats there.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing you have to factor in that, you know, how did the bats get to Hawaii? And, you know, because it's an island, there's just not a whole lot of bats there. And same thing with Alaska. Again, the cold, not very friendly to a whole bunch of bats. So those two make sense down at the bottom simply because they're not friendly environments to bats.
All right. Well, let's talk a little bit about the company you work for, PestGnome. It's kind of like the Angie's List for pest control and wildlife removal. Tell me more.
Right. PestGnome is a place where you can find all that you want if you're going to DIY your pest control problem, be it mosquitoes or rats or whatever, or if you're trying to get rid of a bat that's in your house. This will tell you it's probably better to get a wildlife control expert to take care of that, particularly because of those laws and restrictions that are surrounding bat removal. But no matter what pest you have, it gives you the resources to be able to do it yourself or to be able to find a pro who can do it for you near you.
And if people want to get a hold of this survey, how can they do it?
easiest thing is to go to pestgnome.com blog. It's at the top of the blog page. You should be able to see it right there, front and center.
The website to go to, pestgnome.com. That's gnome, like the little thing that you have as a statue, G-N-O-M-E, pestgnome.com. Check out the survey and check out the services that they offer, and have a happy Halloween. Jeff, thanks for sharing this with us today on America Outdoors Radio.
Thanks so much, John. Glad to be here.
This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. And with hunting season underway, you may have gone out and you might have missed. You might not be very happy with the performance of your rifle. And if that's the case, consider an upgrade. And you can do so by going to henryusa.com. There's over 200 different rifles to choose from there. And you're going to find exactly what you need for deer hunting, for small game hunting, or whatever hunting you're doing this fall. The best thing about Henry Repeating Arms? Well, there's several best things. Number one, they are all made right here in America. That's hard to beat in and of itself. Number two, they look great. They are rugged. They're reliable. And most importantly, they shoot straight right out of the box. So again, go to henryusa.com. Check out the lineup of firearms available. Look for an authorized dealer near you and upgrade to a rifle from Henry Repeating Arms. You won't regret it. Finally, with Halloween coming up in just a few days, I thought we'd share one more story from Mallory Murphy writing for Ducks Unlimited about haunted hunting destinations. This one is a good one. In this destination, you'll find in Louisiana. And if you find yourself near the Borg-LaRose Highway or LA 24 outside of Houma, an area that's got some very good duck hunting, you need to be careful because you might run across the Rogero. Now, the Rogero is a Cajun monster that resembles a werewolf. It's occupied the wetlands near this highway since the 18th century. According to legend, it's a dangerous creature known for attacking livestock and humans. It can even curse those who see it, leading to a life of misfortune. It's said the only way to protect yourself from the Rogero is to have a piece of silver, which repels the creature, in your pocket. Or, you'll love this one, have 13 pennies in your pocket because a Rogero can't count past 12. Just a humorous way to wrap things up before we roll into Halloween and continue with some very good hunting this season. Here's hoping you're blessed in the days ahead, and here's hoping you get out there for some fun. But be watchful for all those ghosts, goblins, and monsters out there. Until next time, do remember this. It is your country and your outdoors, so get out there and enjoy it.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Do you have that story inside you just waiting to be shared with the world? We have great news. NaNoWriMo is coming. This November is National Novel Writing Month, and the local writing community is gathering to support local writers and stores. Find out how to get involved by heading to NaNoWriMo.org or finding the Writing Roots team on social media. By working together, this November may be the month your dream becomes a reality.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Welcome to the Queen of Dragons Dispensary, your ultimate destination for top-notch cannabis experiences. Conveniently located at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake, our locally owned and operated dispensary takes pride in providing you with the best in price, value, and safety. Rest easy knowing that all of our products are rigorously tested for your peace of mind. We champion medical freedom, empowering you to choose what's right for you. At the Queen of Dragons, we house a remarkable selection of fresh, locally sourced, top-shelf indoor premium products packaged daily. Unbelievable value for unbeatable quality. We're open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. For exclusive deals and exciting updates, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at The Queen Dragons. Join our vibrant community, The Queen of Dragons Dispensary, where the fire of quality meets the freedom of choice. Visit us at www.queenofdragons.com or call 530-276-9771 to evaluate your cannabis experience today.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
K243CT Reading.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu telling his nation today the military has opened a second stage in the war against Hamas by sending ground forces into Gaza and expanding attacks from the ground, air, and sea. He says it will only increase ahead of a broad ground division or the invasion into the territory.
We intend to give the Hamas a lethal blow, but in addition, our second objective, of course, is bringing the hostages home.
Prime Minister Netanyahu speaking through an interpreter today, courtesy of the BBC. Republican National Committee says it will include the Republican Jewish Coalition as co-moderators in next month's GOP presidential debate. Chairwoman Ron McDaniel says it's a big contrast to the Democrats, who seem to be silent about rising anti-Semitism.
We have chosen this partner to show our commitment to Israel, but also to Jewish Americans and Jewish people across the country, that we believe any type of religious intolerance is unacceptable.
Also at townhall.com, President Biden is reaffirming American support for the Philippines amid rising tensions in the Indo-Pacific.
Wednesday's state visit by the Australian Prime Minister was seen by the White House as deepening an alliance that's increasingly viewed as a critical counterweight to China's influence in the Pacific. During talks, Mr. Biden raised the potential for conflict and made it clear that the Philippines can count on the U.S.
I want to be very clear. The United States' defense commitment to the Philippines is ironclad.
A few days ago in the South China Sea, Chinese ships blocked and collided with two Philippine vessels. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And more on these stories at townhall.com.
The world where financial landscapes can change rapidly, safeguarding your savings and retirement accounts is paramount. Direct Bullion USA is more than just the number one rated gold bullion dealer in America. We're your trusted partner in navigating the uncertainties of hyperinflation and political upheaval around the world. Direct Bullion USA can provide you with the knowledge and resources to fortify your financial stability and protect what matters most. Call us now at 888-787-GOLD. Precious metals like gold and silver have been a safe haven investment for hundreds of years. Get started when you call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold investing starter kit today. All it takes is one call to 888-787-GOLD. Take control of your retirement and protect your future with Direct Bullion USA. Call 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
Make no mistake, it is costing more and more these days for, well, just about everything.
About 2 in 3 Americans say their household expenses have risen over the last year, but only about 1 in 4 say their incomes increased in the same period. That's according to a new poll from the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. Households are finding expenses outpacing earnings, with many expressing concern about their financial futures. About half say they currently have credit card debt, 4 in 10 are dealing with auto loans, and about 1 in 4 have medical debt. Just 15% say their savings have increased over the last year. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
Families still searching for loved ones in the devastation of Hurricane Otis, that storm blasting the Mexican Pacific coast city of Acapulco. Authorities say the death toll is 39, but hundreds of families say they have family members missing. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. The National Zoo's popular giant pandas going home.
Zoo officials tell the Associated Press that adult bears Mei Zhang, Tian Tian, and their cub, Shou Qi Ji, will be returning to China sometime in mid-November. The bears have been a wildly popular attraction and an unofficial symbol of the nation's capital for decades. The zoo's exchange agreement with the Chinese government, originally brokered by President Richard Nixon 50 years ago, expires December 7th. Ongoing negotiations to extend the agreement haven't produced results. Norman Hall, Washington.
Louisiana one step closer to connecting its capital city to New Orleans via revived train line. Governor John Bel Edwards signing a deal advancing the return of passenger rail service between Baton Rouge and New Orleans. That had stopped running in 1969. Service could start in 2027. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Explore the wonder and science of wintry landscapes at Turtle Bay's newest museum exhibition, Snow. Tiny Crystals, Global Impact, on display September 16th through December 31st at Turtle Bay Museum. This exhibit dives deep into the environment, culture, adaptations, and sciences all about snow as a valuable resource. Great for all ages. Snow. Tiny Crystals, Global Impact is presented by Carolina Giramonti in memory of Nick L. and Claudia Giramonti. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike? Why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebates.
You're on the edge.
This is The Pet Show with America's favorite pet expert, Warren Eckstein. Warren's the author of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want, How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want, and he's here to answer all your pet and animal questions. Now, say hello to Warren Eckstein.
Hello, everybody, and welcome once again to The Pet Show. Does your dachshund have you dumbfounded? Is your Siamese kitten a little too shy? Are your schnauzers stressed out? Well, if you love animals, care about wildlife and the environment, and truly want to understand your dog or cat's behavior almost as well as they understand yours, if you're a big dog or cat or just want to improve their lifestyle, you know what to do. Stay tuned, because once again, right here, right now, it is time for The Pet Show, America and Canada's first and only real pet psychology, pet training, pet behavior, and of course, pet lifestyle show. So hop up on my couch, bring those furry little buddies with you, folks, because it is that time once again to let the animal analyzing begin. Hello, everybody. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show, the place where we absolutely, positively, never a doubt about it, love, adore, and as I stress every single week, respect pets and animals as much as you do. By the way, if you want to join me on the Evergoing Pet Show family, if you have a question about your dog or cat's behavior, they're jumping, they're digging, they're scratching, your cat doesn't use the litter box, your dog hates the dog next door, you can't take your dog for a walk, your dog is humping everything in sight. You get the idea. That's what the Pet Show is all about. Helping people resolve any issues that they may have with their dogs or cats, or as I say every week, more likely any issues their dogs or cats may be having with their people. Now, if you're new to the Pet Show, welcome. If you're a regular listener to the Pet Show, it makes no difference. Here's the deal. We will answer all of your pet and animal questions. Everyone that calls into the show today and actually gets to talk to me live on the air will get a fabulous gift, not for you, but for that beautiful dog or cat. And we're not giving away biscuits here. A lot of the items I give away on the show are worth as much as $20, $30, $40, or even $50. And very often, the gift I'm giving away is related to the resolution you want me to help you with. So, if you have a question or a comment or just want to share a great story about your dog or cat, now's a great time to give me a call. Now, by now, you all know, before I give you the topics for today's show, that I do my radio show in Los Angeles just before I come on here. And what happened is during the show, I had gotten a text from someone that said that I was wrong and that no one should ever adopt or rescue a dog from a shelter or a rescue because those dogs all have baggage and they're horrible. And you know how I reacted, and more than I reacted, my listeners reacted. Can you imagine someone would send me a text like that? So if you want to respond to that, feel free. We can talk about that. I see one of my calls from California already up there. You want to talk about that? The guy literally sent me a text saying no one should adopt a dog or a cat because they come with baggage. Unbelievable. The phone number here at the Pet Show, if you have a question or a comment or just want to share that or just share a great story about a dog or cat you adopted, everyone that gets through to me will get a great gift. The phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. That's 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. Lots of great stuff to give away. Hugs and kisses, Lucy pet food, copies of my best-selling books, T-shirts, Officer Gold, all-natural flea spray. Plenty of time for your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away. Again, that number, 877-725-8255. Now, let me tell you what subjects I have planned for today's show. Hopefully we'll get to them all. If not, I'll put them up on YouTube come Monday or Tuesday. Believe it or not, our dogs and our cats can suffer with panic attacks too. How can you tell if your dog or cat is anxious and what you can do to calm them down? That coming up on today's show. Also, are you being rude to other people's pets? I read this great article this week, and I'm going to share a few examples of things you probably should never do around other people's dogs or cats without their permission. Also coming up. You know, you all know I do a lot of different shows during the week, and I would say one of the more common questions we get asked, even here on this show, is about cats not using the litter box. So your cat isn't using the litter box, and you're getting upset and angry at your cat. Coming up, I will share everything you need to know, the real reasons that your favorite kitty may not be using the box consistently, may not be your cat's fault. We'll talk about that as well. Also coming up, the most important word to teach your dog is not the word no, but perhaps it's the word yes. As always, plenty of time to answer all of your questions and comments. Lots of pretty amazing stuff to give away. So, if your pet happens to be jumping or chewing, scratching, maybe that rescued cat's confused about the litter box or that dog you took in from the street's not housebroken, your dog doesn't get along with other dogs and some people as well, or your dog just believes that anything he sees, he has to hump, give me a call. Again, that number here, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. Plenty of time for your calls. And as I said, everyone that calls in and gets to talk to me will get a super gift for their dog or cat. Now, here's the question of the day. People sometimes think I'm a little eccentric. Can you imagine that? Shocks me every time I hear that. I don't talk to a lot of people during the week. I prefer talking to my dogs. And the bottom line is I have legitimate conversations with them. We talk about everything, politics, religion, did I have a good day, was it a fun day or a bad day? Now, that may sound eccentric to some people, but to me, it's a bonding situation for me and my Molly and my Willie. So that provoked me to ask this question of the day as well. Do you have conversations with your dogs and cats? I don't mean just how you doing, welcome home, goodbye, I'm leaving, let's go to bed, let's go for a walk. I mean, do you legitimately have conversations with your dogs and your cats? I'd love to hear from you. Give me a call. The phone number here, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. And as I said, if you get through to me and we talk live, a great gift will be on its way to you. Also coming up on today's show, it's kind of interesting about the rudeness. There was this whole article about don't be rude around other people's pets. I'm going to share that with you coming up a little bit later on the show as well. The bottom line is this, okay? I have been, you know, many of you guys are my new listeners, but if you read about my autobiography or go to my website, you know, I've been doing this for many, many years and have trained dogs in pretty much every continent and advanced training in Belgian ring sport, French ring sport, Schutzhund training, Polizei Hund training, training for people with challenges. And most of the dogs I trained in terms of people with challenges were dogs that were either taken off the street or dogs I rescued from various high-kill shelters around the country. So for someone to text me while I was doing my show and say, Warren, people should not adopt or rescue dogs. They should go out and get puppies so they can bring that puppy up and teach it from day one, because if they go out and adopt or rescue a dog, they come with baggage. And so far, the only baggage I've seen from this person who sent me the text. Agree or disagree? I mean, I'd love to hear from you guys as well. Eights, or any other questions you have about your dog or cat humping, jumping, digging, makes no difference. 877-725-8255, the phone number. 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. Okay, so I see that John is calling. John calls me often from Connecticut, and he has an answer to my question of the day. We'll get to you in a minute, John. David's calling. He's been holding on a long time. I believe David wants a comment on what I just talked about. If this person who sent me the text on my LA show while I was on the air, I get this text saying that animal should not be adopted. So David from beautiful Irvine, California, welcome to the Pet Show. How are you today, David?
I'm fine, except for what you described on your US show. The jerk face texter, I hope, was a troll, because he was throwing gasoline on the fire by saying what he said to you. Let me say two things about adoption. My best friend was adopted, and they do have baggage. It's often genetic. With dogs, it's mostly humans, and it's mostly nurture, not nature. And as you've said, it's human problems. And that's what Jerkface needs to understand. That's all I have to say.
You know, David, it's interesting that you said that, because, you know, as many years as I've been doing this, I've kind of come to the conclusion that there are just certain people, no matter how you can prove them wrong, they're just never going to, this is the way they think, and there's nothing you can do, nothing in the world that's going to change the way they think. And just hopefully, you always hope that more people think the right way. But I'm assuming you've been listening to the show for a while, so you know that for someone to send me a text like that, I don't think it was a troll. I think it was someone who is really, really upset about some of the maybe humane things that I talk about on my show. Anyway, I don't know. Anyway, listen, David, I don't go anywhere. Let's put David, let me at least send you a T-shirt. Let's put David on hold and send him a T-shirt that said, none of my friends woke up right. And I really got that. My listeners on LA were so angry about that text. I don't often share that, but it came through while I was on the air. I had no option but to share it. Let me do this. If I don't, Steven's going to get angry with me. So let me take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to get to you, Joanna in Maryland. We'll get to you, John in Connecticut. The phones are jamming up. We'll get to all your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away. The phone number here, 877-725-8255. I got to be honest with you. I've been doing the show, I think it's almost 44 years. It'll be next month, 43, 44. Anyway, the bottom line is, that call really, I mean, I fought with people like this my whole life, but that call really got to me, not call, but the text really got to me because of the way it was approached, that no one should adopt or rescue dogs or cats because they come with baggage. And if I was allowed, I said to my engineer, Stephen, in L.A., please let me curse just once. Take that 7-second delay off. Let me curse just once, but I couldn't do it. Quick break, then right back to your phone calls. Hey, listen, what you feed your dog and your cat is so critical. And I know you watch TV and you see all these commercials with celebrities on TV, and what do they know about dog or cat food? Plus the fact, you know, many of these dog foods and cat foods, they're put together by venture capitalists and lots of money. And do you know where your dog or cat food is even made? I bet you don't. This is one of the reasons I'm such a big fan of Lucy Pet Food and endorse it. Number one, it's the food I feed my own pets. Number two, it's manufactured right here in Southern California. Number three, Joey Herrick, the CEO, the entire staff there, the passion they have is amazing. They spent over $1 million in a brand new laboratory for them. So the bottom line is I know where the food's made. I know how good the ingredients are. I know how they're tested. And I know how successful everyone who tries Lucy Pet Food is because I hear from you guys. In fact, here's a listener right now that I heard from talking about Lucy Pet Food.
I switched my dogs to the Lucy's Pet formula several years ago. Both my puppy that I rescued 5 years ago, she's in the car next to me if you hear her whining.
Oh, I can hear her, okay.
And my senior dog, both were on that, and they love it. I do the duck and quinoa Lucy Pet formula.
You know, I hear this every day from listeners who I've recommended Lucy Pet Food to. Everyone is so happy and thrilled about the results they see with their own dogs and cats. As a matter of fact, if you go directly to Lucy's website, lucypetproducts.com, lucypetproducts.com, you can get their dry dog food or their wet dog food, their dry cat food, their wet cat food. They have these dog food rolls, which are amazing. If you travel, their treats, kitty lickies, check it out. If you go directly to lucypetproducts.com, spend just $35, they will ship it to your home absolutely free. So don't wait. Check out lucypetproducts.com today. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
Everybody tells me that it's cool to be a cat, cool for cats.
I'm Warren Eckstein, host of The Pet Show. 35 years ago, I put my reputation on the line, developing my Hugs and Kisses of vitamin mineral supplements for dogs and cats. Your favorite product now offers improved joint health, plus lecithin to reduce shedding and promote healthy skin and coat. Here's what my listeners say about the new 4-in-1 Hugs and Kisses.
I'm Ellie with Bassett Beagle Rescue of the Heartland. Our rescues arrive with dry, flaky skin and digestive problems. On the radio, I heard about the 4-in-1 Hugs and Kisses and tried them on our worst cases. Within weeks, we noticed how much better their skin and coats looked. The prebiotics and probiotics in Hugs and Kisses supplements boosted our rescues' immune systems and digestion. Our senior beagles also responded to the joint health in Hugs and Kisses. Our rescues leave so much healthier than when they arrived, thanks to Hugs and Kisses.
The new 4-in-1 Hugs and Kisses is an Amazon's choice. Also, Walmart.com and Wish.com, or log on to ThePetShow.com. That's ThePetShow.com or call 1-800-430-4847, ThePetShow.com.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now, Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full-throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475-horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary Direct Connection Performance Parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
The United States Marine Corps is celebrating its 248th birthday November 10th at Wind River Event Center. All are invited to come and celebrate this special event that includes March on of Colors, the Jefferson Pipes and Drums, and honoring our oldest and youngest Marines present, and much more.
Tickets are $35 and includes dinner and birthday cake and dancing. Tickets can be obtained through Eventbrite, Marine Corps 248th Birthday. For more information, call 530-605-4565.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
I love it. Thank you, Stephen. I love my music. We are back on the Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. The phone number here, 877-725-8255. Halloween around the corner. We'll talk about that. Just be real careful. All right. Let me, the phone number, by the way, if you got a question or a comment, 877-725-8255. I'm going to take you guys in order. I got Joanna. I got John in Connecticut. I got Lyle in Washington City. I got Judy. I want to get to your call as well. We can't have a dog humping couch cushions. We'll get you through that, I promise, Judy. But right now, let's go to Joanna calling from Maryland. Hey, Joanna, welcome to the Pet Show.
Oh, thanks for having me. I answer calls for the local Humane Society, and I'm on my way right now to an 83-year-old man's ranch-style house on a cul-de-sac. Very small houses, very tight together. He says the neighbor's cats are coming over, and he doesn't want them there. I don't know if we can think of a way to deter the cats. To deter coyotes, I put lights on, and I kept the coyotes away. But, you know, I wonder, like, a party horn or a fog horn for a boat?
Yeah, well, no, the air horn will work fine, but the neighbors, is this a feral cat colony or just the neighbors' regular pets that are just running around?
Well, I asked the gentleman to bring, could he bring the cats to us at the shelter, and he said, oh, I'm afraid of them. I have a feeling they're a bit skittish, but I'm going to go talk to the neighbor right now. She might be able to get them into carriers, but even after we get them neutered, they're still going to wander onto his property. And so an air horn might be, now that I think about it, might be just the thing.
Well, I'm going to send you an air horn, but let me give you some other advice, okay?
Oh, number one,
there's a couple of things to do. Number one, he can go out if he wants. He can purchase a motion activated sprinkler. So he can put that sprinkler in the area where the cats are coming from, and when the motion is detected by the sprinkler, it kind of goes off back and forth, just squirting some water without anyone being there. So that's one option. The other option is, the other option is you can go online and he can buy some crystallized coyote urine. And what he can do is spread that coyote urine around his property. That will keep the cats away because they smell the predator being there. So sometimes coyote urine's a way to go. The concept of the air horn is good too, but the air horn obviously has to be there. I'm going to send you an air horn, but I also think you should discuss with him perhaps getting the coyote crystals available, as I said, on, you know, Amazon, or you can Google it wherever you want to get it. And I'm glad you're having a conversation, Joanna, with the woman next door. Maybe she can be convinced to keep her cats inside. So what organization do you work with, Joanna?
Well, this is the local county Humane Society, but I formed a 501c3 back in 97 when I was selling real estate and all these stray cats were around. So I called it Alliance for Stray Animals and People, because cats never call me, only people call me, and the cats never read the brochure.
So. Do you still have that organization?
I do. Yeah, the website.
Here's what I want you to do. If it's a 501c3 and no one's salaried, send me some information. Send it to hugsandkissesanimalfund.org. hugsandkissesanimalfund. You go to the website, check it out. Because what we do is we grant money to smaller organizations like yours when we have it. As soon as a dollar comes in, we send it out. So send me that information and go to hugsandkissesanimalfund.org. And if anyone wants to donate to that website, every single penny that comes into the Hugs and Kisses Animal Fund goes directly out immediately to the small mom and pops around the country.
There's no
expenses taken out. All the expenses, the cost of running the office, all that is picked up by me personally. So says every dollar goes directly
to
the animal.
Thank you for that. That would be fantastic.
Send me that information, Joanna. In the meantime, don't go in there. I'm going to put you on hold. We'll pick up. I'm going to send you one of those air horns to give the gentleman, but check out that coyote urine as well. Hey, the phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. A quick break, then right back to your phone calls. I'm Warren Eckstein. You're listening to the Pet Show.
Attention Medicare recipients and anyone turning 65. Medicare has approved new benefits not included with original Medicare and older Medicare Advantage plans. You may not be getting all of the benefits you're entitled to, including in-home aids, telephone appointments with your doctors, home-delivered meals and prescriptions. These benefits may be available and it's a free call to enroll. The new plans may also offer free eyeglasses, free hearing aids, free wellness visits, and gym memberships. Call the Medicare benefits line now. It's easy. Call 800-930-5573. 800-930-5573. Find out if you're eligible for new benefits like meal and prescription delivery, in-home aids, and telemedicine. Some plans may have a $0 monthly premium or zero copays for big out-of-pocket savings. Not all Medicare Advantage plans are alike. The new plans have more benefits for many people. Call 800-930-5573. 800-930-5573. 800-930-5573. 5573.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at ShastaCollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at ShastaCollege.edu.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and price right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
what is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
For everyone.
Back on the Pet Show on this weekend. Just be pets out there. Great time to give me a call or comment about your dog jumping there, scratching, or we have a humping call coming. I just wonder if you're new to the show that I call in and get to speak to me live, whether it be to ask a question, dog or cat they rescued. Everyone that calls will get a great gift for their dog or cat. And again, if you're new, a lot of the items I give away are worth as much as $30, $40, even $50. So great time to give me a call. Or if you just want to answer my question of the day as well, which is, do you have conversations with your pets? I don't mean just hello, goodbye, literally conversations. Give me a call. The phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. I definitely want to get to you, John. I want to get to you live. But right now, let me go to Judy calling from Milton, Delaware. Hey, Judy, welcome to the Pet Show.
Thank you. Yes, first-time caller. I have a four-year-old yellow lab. His name is Benjamin. He's a loving dog. However, he seems to constantly have to hump just my cushions on my couch. I don't know how to deter him from doing that.
Well, first of all, let me ask you a question. Does the family spend a lot of time on the couch?
I sit on the couch. I'm by myself. It's single. So when I go to sit on it, he seems to think, oh, you're on it. Or if I'm in my kitchen and I'm not paying attention to him, he's in there.
Okay. Well, there's a lot of different reasons that a dog will hump a couch pillow. It could be excitement. It could be exerting dominant behavior at that point. I'm assuming he's neutered?
Yes.
Okay. It could be stress. Anxiety. There could be the fact that he does this when you're out of the room and you see him doing it. I'm assuming you say, no, stop it, knock it off, don't hump the couch?
Yes.
Okay, so what you're doing is you're paying attention to the fact that he's doing it. And generally speaking, it's much more of a sign of dominant behavior than sexual behavior. I always tell people, people call me up and say, Warren, my dog's humping my leg. Does that mean he's sexually attracted to me? I say, don't be flattered, okay? He's not humping your leg because it's so pretty. He's humping your leg because he wants to dominate you. So with the pillow, I have mixed emotions. Sometimes letting a dog hump a little bit is okay. It alleviates stress and anxiety. Sometimes correcting them or overcorrecting them can cause other situations as well. So one of the things I'm going to recommend that you do, the fact that he's neutered, is I would try to distract him. For example, when you leave that couch, what I would do is find one item and put that one item on the couch so he can grab that item and kind of walk away with it. But the only time he gets that item for the next couple of weeks is when you leave the couch. So this way, his mind gets off the mounting or the humping of the couch and gets more in this one special item that he gets when you walk out of the room. Other than that, I would try to give him a lot more exercise. The more exercise, the better off you are. I want you to understand this, and a lot of trainers and behaviorists might say, if the dog is humping, just say no, 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 and yell at the dog. The more attention you spend when the dog is humping, whether it be negative attention or positive attention, the more that dog is going to hump. It sounds to me that is not, you live by yourself. Does he get a lot of exercise?
Yes, I have a fenced-in yard. I truly think he does it to get my attention for me
my
to
point
play Benjamin. No.
Exactly. So the more attention. So what some people do, they'll see the dog humping, and they'll either say, Benjamin, what are you doing? Or they'll go over and say, to distract him, they'll give him a toy or a treat at that point, and that reinforces the behavior. That's why I want that specific item there before you say anything. Just leave it there when you walk away so he's focused on that. The other thing I would recommend that you do, if you've not done basic training with Benjamin, I would do it now. Basic training will reinforce your ability when you see him to say no and give him a command to follow through. Right now it's no, stop humping the couch. And what's happening is you're actually giving him a lot of attention for doing it, therefore reinforcing that behavior.
What type of item do I get put on the couch?
Could be a dog toy, could be a Frisbee, could be a stuffed animal, a squeaker toy, just something that he only gets when you walk out of the room for now. What you'll find that's going to happen eventually is when you walk out of the room, he's not going to go to the couch. He's going to go looking for that other toy that he was getting while he was on the couch. But again, don't pay a lot of attention to it. No no's, no yeses, no good, no bad. Just kind of walk away. I think that's what you need to do. And I would try to make sure that you stimulate him even more in the house. Rotate his toys more, put down 6 new ones on Monday, put new ones down on Tuesday, put the old ones back on Wednesday. More stimulation would be important as well. And the fact is, the more time you spend on the couch where your scent is, it's also a way of him trying to be possessive over you. When a dog mounts or humps, it's also possessiveness. So follow my advice, and I promise you, you can have a hump-free couch in no time at all, Judy.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Judy, don't go anywhere. I'm going to put you on hold, Judy, and I'm going to send you some Lucy pet food for your dog, and I appreciate that phone call. A great time to give me a call, by the way. I do have an open line, which is pretty rare here on the Pet Show. The phone number, 877-725-8255. If you have a question or comment about your dog or cat's behavior, we're also talking about rescue dogs. If you've rescued a dog or rescued a cat, I want to hear from you guys as well. It's important because I told you I got a text in my Los Angeles show from someone saying that people should never adopt rescue dogs. They come with baggage. And I think you knew what I would respond to that. I'd love to get your take on that as well. So give me a call, 877-725-8255. Everyone that gets through and gets to talk to me live will get a great gift for their dog or cat. I got hugs and kisses to give away. Lucy Pet Food, you just heard me give some away. Copies of my best-selling books, either dog or cat. I got those air horns. I gave one of those away. T-shirts, all-natural flea spray. Lots of great stuff to give away. Plenty of time for your calls. Even if you just want to answer my question of the day. I don't mean just saying hello when you come home. I don't mean just saying goodbye when you leave. Do you legitimately have conversations with your dogs and your cats? I do. We talk about everything. Do you hear what? Did you see this? Did you watch? I literally have conversations. So that's the question. Do you have conversations with your pets? Give me a call. Let me know. If I talk to you live, I'll send you a great gift. 877-725-8255. The phone number. 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. Let me take a quick break. When we come back, we'll get right back to your phone calls. 877-725-8255. I want you guys to listen to me carefully because I want to tell you about my own Hugs and Kisses supplement. If you're interested in your dog's digestion or your cat's digestion, if you're interested in stopping excessive shedding, if you want to make sure your dog's getting antioxidant-rich products, if you want prebiotics, omega oils, and much more, then you know what you should be doing? You should be giving your dogs and cats my Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplements. Listen to me carefully. Are you tired of your dog or cat's excessive shedding? I bet they are. Is that constant scratching and licking making you and your pets crazy? The product you need for your dog or cat is my own 4-in-1 Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplement treat. The Hugs and Kisses can actually rebuild the health of your pet. Now listen, I developed Hugs and Kisses for my own pets, and now it's enriched with glucosamine and chondroitin that will help keep your dog or cat's hips, joints, and bones in the best shape ever. Now, not only did I add probiotics, but I also added prebiotics. Why? Prebiotics make the probiotics work better. That means your dog or cat will have the healthiest gut possible, and we all know a healthy gut means a healthy dog or cat. My Hugs and Kisses supplement really works to help prevent excessive shedding, dry skin, bare spots, hot spots, and hairballs. And it has just the right balance of antioxidant vitamins and minerals. That's why my Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplements are now an Amazon's choice, and I'm proud of that. Check out Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplement treats, one formula for dogs, one for cats, available at Amazon.com. They're also available at Walmart.com. You can go directly to my website, ThePetShow.com, or call my office directly at 1-800-430 and the word Hugs, H-U-G-S. Check out Hugs and Kisses at Amazon.com, Walmart.com, ThePetShow.com. Or call 1-800-430-HUGS today, then watch your dog or cat improve from the inside out. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
And they called it puppy love. Oh, I guess I'll never know.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back, but you're going to love it and you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-945-4062. 800-945-4062. 800-945-4062. That's 800-945-4062.
Hi, I'm Joey Herrick, founder of Lucy Pet. I love all my animals, and I want them to live a long life. That's why I developed the Lucy Pet Formulas for Life dog and cat food. Breakthrough nutritional advancements in prebiotics have proven to play a key role in natural immunity. Lucy Pet Formulas for Life is the only food with prebiotic balanced fiber that promotes gut health, the first line of defense to staying healthy. You are what you eat, and that goes for your pets, too. So please try Lucy Pet Formulas for Life. Thanks.
Thanks to generous community support, Wounded Warrior Project has helped post-9/11 veterans and their families since 2003. Through no-cost physical and mental health services, legislative advocacy, career assistance, and life skill training, we're there every step of the journey.
It's possible to feel understood,
to get support when it's needed most.
And now I know anything is possible.
And we're just getting started. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Do you have that story inside you just waiting to be shared with the world? We have great news. NaNoWriMo is coming. This November is National Novel Writing Month, and the local writing community is gathering to support local writers and stores. Find out how to get involved by heading to NaNoWriMo.org or finding the Writing Roots team on social media. By working together, this November may be the month your dream becomes a reality.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Jackson never sounded so good. We're back on the Pet Show. All more next time. Great time to call me. The phone number, 877-725-8255. Lots of great stuff to give away. Plenty of time to answer all your pet and animal questions. 877-725-8255, the phone number. You know, we humans tend to be very good at saying no. Too good at it, in fact. But your puppy literally does not know what no means. And it's useless to try and teach them that unless they also know what yes means. Teaching your puppy yes is the first step in obedience training. It's how we tell them what they got right and what they should do more of. So it's just as important, if not more important, to teach your dog the word yes than it is to teach your dog the word no. I'd love to hear from some people out there about teaching their dogs yes and no. 877-725-8255. Let's go to my friend John in John in Connecticut. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Warren. Hi,
how you
Warren.
Doing?
How you doing?
I'm doing good, John. How about yourself?
Happy Halloween to you.
Back all
on your staff and your family. I'm doing okay. I called in support for you because of that caller, and all my pets have been from rescue groups and shelters, and they've been great. I mean, I did get some kittens. And the Russian blue was a little bit tough. Motorcycles in the background, they're noisy. He eventually came around. It might take longer with some animals than others, but that person, I didn't.
You know, John, people don't understand. Listen, I've adopted hundreds and hundreds of dogs and cats in my lifetime, and so have my listeners. And I want to hear from listeners also, because every time I hear from a listener that's adopted or rescued a dog, other people decide that it's the right thing to do. The guy who sent me that text was basically talking about the fact that he believes that every dog and every cat that comes out of a shelter or a rescue comes with baggage. And the bottom line is, I talked about this last week. When you adopt or rescue a dog, it's the best thing you can do, but you have to understand that they do need some time to decompress, time to get adjusted. That's why so many people, they adopt a dog and then they bring it back in a day or two saying it's not working out. They need time to adjust. But I got to tell you, there is no better relationship than when you adopt a dog or rescue a dog or rescue a cat or adopt a cat. My belief is they know it and they pay you back every day for the rest of theirs. Now, that being said, I'm not an abolitionist. There are some great people out there that breed dogs for specific purposes that are necessary. So I'm not an abolitionist. However, for the average person out there, rescuing or adopting a shelter dog is absolutely 100% the way to go. It makes all the difference in the world. And for someone to send me a text, they should only be right next to me. You know, not that I'm a violent person, but I think they'd have a black eye. At this point, John, I just don't understand. But you know what I would rather do? I would rather sit down and have a conversation with this gentleman. I would rather sit down and take him to some of the shelters and rescue organizations I spent years and years and years and years at when I was younger. Let him go there. Let him meet these animals that he's talking about. Let him meet these dogs and cats that have been dealt a bad hand. And let him find out that there's really no such thing as a bad dog or cat, just dogs or cats that have had a bad shot at life. And I believe in that 100%. And that's why I'm hoping some listeners are calling with dogs or cats they adopted to give me the same point. Great call, by the way, John. When did I talk to you last?
Don't send me a gift. It's been a while, but I don't care. Give it to the next caller.
I don't know. When I don't give someone a gift, John, what I do is I donate it to a local rescue, a local organization. And it's
go ahead. Do that. I'll call you back before Thanksgiving.
But John, I know you, the original reason you called in was, do you have conversations with your pets?
Oh, yes. Oh, I call them for both things, but I forgot the question.
The question was, do you have conversations with your pets?
Oh, I always have. I always do. These two cats, yes. The Russian blue and the Maine Coon cat, the mix, yes, I do. They both come to me. They purr to me. And by the way, I gave my Russian blue, I gave the two cats some Lucy pet food. He had the, I called before, he had the problem when he was 1.5. Now he's over five. And he had the problem with the urinary tract infection. Hasn't had a problem since. And the vet said, I'll see this cat back soon.
That's so good there. So listen, you give those cats a hug and a kiss, John. I'm going to donate your gift to someone else. I appreciate the phone call. By the way, Great time to give me a call. I'm going to get to you, Lob. A great time to give me a call. I do have an open line or two, which is pretty rare on the Pet Show. If you have a question about your dog or cat's behavior, jumping, humping, digging, scratching, not using the litter box, doesn't get along with other dogs, you take your dog for a walk and he sees another dog on the street and he turns into Cujo. Just a reminder that everyone that calls into the show with a question or a comment, whether it's just talking about a rescue dog or cat you saved, everyone that calls in will get a super gift for their dog or cat. And as I said, many of the items I give away directly related to your issue, many worth as much as $30, $40, or $50. So if you have a question or a comment, or just want to share a great story about a dog or cat you rescued, great time to give me a call. The phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. Let me take a quick break, and we'll get back to some calls after this. Listen. If you know, and you should, but if you know that with every single dollar you donated, you can actually make a change, really change the entire destiny of cats and dogs that had a really bad time. They were thrown out of cars, thrown into the cities, thrown into the woods, thrown into the forest. Isn't that a legacy you'd want to leave? Of course it is. For over 43 years, my good friend, Leo Grillo and Delta Rescue could never be able to do the work they do every day without you, my listeners, and your support. From saving lives to actually providing, and you know the cost of this, they provide lifetime medical care for over 1,500 dogs and cats. Delta is the group that deserves your dollars. That's why I've decided to make a bequest for Delta's rescued animals in my own estate planning. A bequest to Delta Rescue will make your legacy work for the animals, avoid fundraising costs, and provide tax benefits for you. Delta, by the way, is a top-ranked charity by GuideStar.com, and they prove every day that your donation dollars are hard at work. But even if you're not ready to make long-range plans, every donation is a chance to keep more than 1,500 dogs, cats, and horses safe, happy, healthy, and loved for the first time in their lives. I urge you to go to their website, DeltaRescue.org, read the individual stories about these throwaway pets and how they were rescued by Delta. Then ask for details on how to donate or how to include Delta rescued animals in your estate planning like I did. Log on to DeltaRescue.org, that's DeltaRescue.org, or text them directly to dogs at 801-801, that's dogs to 801-801. I'm Warren Eckstein, this is The Pet Show.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
What's being hidden from us? About the COVID-19 scenario? About covert climate engineering operations that are wreaking havoc with weather all over the world? About the totality of unfolding and accelerating global environmental collapse? If you're willing to face and investigate shocking, verifiable realities that mainstream media sources and their distract and divide talking heads will never tell you, tune into the commercial-free, non-political, global alert news hour, Saturday at 11 a.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
We're just going to have to break for the top of the hour for a couple of minutes. Lyle, you'll be my first call. I know you've been holding on for a week. You'll be my first call. Tom, you'll be my second call. The phone number here, 877-725-8255. Quick break, then right back to all your phone calls. Lots of great stuff to give away. 877-725-8255.
Join Tokens Radio Show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as hosts Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Tokens Radio Show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike, why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebates.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.